This week we will be doing Yevamos Daf Yedalid. We left off about 15 lines down from the bottom of Yegimel Mabez. So we had said on the Mishnah at the top of Yegimel Mabez that there's a machlokis b'sham b'es Hillel whether a tsaras erva is mutter or aser, whether the co-wife of an erva to the Yavam, whether she's putter from Yibim Chalitza or whether she's still chayiv. B'es Hillel said she's aser. He learns from the pasuk litzror that she's included in the erva, whereas Beis Hillel doesn't learn, Beis Shammai doesn't learn that drasha. He says that she's mutter. Now the Mishnah had said that even so, even though they have differences, they didn't hold back from marrying the daughters of each other. And Rashi and the Mishnah pointed out, even though if you think about it, according to Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai's tsaras ervas are going to be having bia when they're not allowed to. So these co-wives of the erva are going to have bia with one of the brothers. According to Beis Hillel, that's Eshes Ach. That's Nisr Kares. Those children will be mamzerim. So it's interesting that Beis Hillel would still marry those women. Beis Hillel's camp, Beis Hillel's daughters. The daughters in Beis Hillel's yeshiva. And on the flip side, according to Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel is letting the Tzara go marry someone in the Shuk when she should be having Chalitza. A woman who has to have Chalitza can't just go marry anyone she wants. That's an Isser Lav. So it's a big Chiddush that both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel would allow their daughters, the girls in their camp, to marry each other. So the Gemara is commenting on that. And the Gemara says, Hasu Lamali. Why did the Mishnah have to give a case, a practical ramification of chalitza? Essentially, if the tsaras erva does chalitza, and if the tsaras erva does yibum. We get it. Those are both applications of the machlokes b'sham b'es Hillel. The Gemara answers, I did the tana chaltzu, tana nami, nisyavmu. The answer is really we could have left it at chaltzu, but chalitza and yibum go together. So once we mentioned a nafgamina, a practical difference with respect to chalitza, we also did so with respect to yibum. So now the Gemara is going to get into a very interesting sugya called Losis Godudu. And the issue here is the fact that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel have two very different opinions. Is that okay? Can there be such blatant machlokas in Klal Yisrael where two different yeshivas, two different poskim have very overt different opinions? So it's not hasan. We have a Mishnah Maseches Megillah, which says that the Megillah Nikris be'echad asar, b'shtem asar, b'shulshah asar, b'arba asar, b'chamishah asar. You can read the Megillah from the 11th to the 15th. Lo pachas v'lo yoser. Not more, not less. And now, obviously we know from that Mishnah, depends where you live. If you live in a walled city, it's the 15th. If you live in an unwalled city in Yerushalayim, it's the 14th. If you live in a village that's far out, it could be the 11th, 12th, or 13th. So, we see from here, how is this okay? How are there different cities who are reading the Megillah at different times? Ikri kan, lo sisko to do, lo sasu, agudos, agudos. We have a drasha that the pasuk says, lo sisko to do. Now, the pasuk actually is talking about that we're children of Hashem, we shouldn't make a cut on ourselves upon the death of our close relative. But the word tisgodudu refers to an aguda, a bundle. And we shouldn't separate as different bundles. There shouldn't be two factions of Klal Yisrael where one bundle is doing one thing and one bundle is doing the other thing. So how are different cities reading the Megillah at different times? Now, before we even answer this question, Rashi explains that what does it mean, lo tisgodudu? Rashi writes, dinira kenoagin shtei toros. The whole issue of lo tisgodudu is that it looks like there are two Torahs being observed. Doesn't it looks like he has this Torah, he got this Torah, there's almost two gods, right? Why is he reading the Megillah on the 11th and him on the 15th? Must be they have two different Mesorahs, like almost two different religions. That's the big problem. And this is the opinion of the Rashi, the Ritva, the Rash, for the Meiri. However, the Rambam, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yabez Alfa Yadalid, says, no, the Pshat is, it's going to cause machlokes. So it's not because it looks like there's two different mesorahs, there's two different toros. Rather, it's because having two different opinions so blatantly creates a split, a rift amongst Klal Yisrael. And certainly we don't need any more machloksim amongst the Jewish people. And therefore, the Rambam says, that's the reason Los is going to do. Now, lest you think this doesn't come up practically, Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva, in the Archaim Chelek Beis, Simon Chav Gimel, quotes from the Shalos Jewish Meshav Davar, that when one is davening at a minyan that has a different nusach than he did, so a person normally davens Ashkenaz, but now he davens at a Sfarad shul. So what nusach does he say? So Rav Moshe writes that anything that the Tzibur says out loud, you have to use the nusach of the shul that you're in. Anything quietly, like Yishmona Esrei, you can say your own nusach. Why? Los is go to do. Just imagine in shul, you know, things that we say out loud, half the room is screaming some words and half the room is screaming others or different versions of it. That's, says Rav Moshe, a problem Los is go to do. So this is a shayla, this is a halacha that comes up even nowadays. So the Gemara says, Hi Los is go to do me, by the gufe. You use this Los is go to as a drasha to teach me that you can't have two different camps of Jews holding two different things. But what about the pashup shot of the pasuk? Dam rachmana, losasecha bura amis. The pasuk is really teaching me that a person shouldn't make a cut on a dead person. So how can you tell me it's also referring to not making bundles of Jews? The Gemara answers, in Cain, lemakra lo sago to do. My lo sisko to do, the extra stuff. Shvamina lahachu do asa. That's how we knew it wasn't pashup shot. That's how we knew it was talking about also referring to agudos, agudos. The Gemara asks, "Veimel kuli lahachudasa." So maybe the pasuk's only talking about that and not talking about making a cut upon a relative that died at all. The Gemara says, "In Cain, lemakra lo sagodu, my lo sis go didu." So you have an extra saf and you have extra dalid. Shema mina tarti. So this phrase can teach me both that you're not allowed to make a chabura when someone dies, as well as you can't have Jews in two different camps. So the question we're left with over here is, why is the fact that certain cities can read the Megillah on four separate days, why is that not a shayla, an issue of Los is go to do? So the Gemara answers, without really answering, Amar lei, adkan, lo shanis makom shenaglas malachar, psachim achatzos, osin, makom shenaglas lasos ein osin. Well, why don't you ask from here? Really deflecting the kasha from Megillah, say, well, we could ask another kasha, which would be the same kasha, which is that the Mishnah in Psachim says that there were different minhagim as to whether Jews were allowed to do malacha on Erev Pesach until Chatzos. So in some cities they would do it, in some cities they wouldn't. So why is that not what go to do? You have two factions of Jews doing different things. Some are lay, Aminulcha no Yisura, Tam Rav Shimon bar Avram Yochanan, that I tried to ask a question from an Isser, meaning we have a drasha of the Megillah says Bismanihem, which implies that different cities have different days to read it depending on where they are and what's their status. And so it's Usser, if you're in a walled city, let's say, you're supposed to read it on Tesvav on the 15th, you can't read it on the 14th, it's Usser. So I tried to bring a question that their sources go to do because These cities are very split. Each one cannot do like the other. And you're going to vata marli minhaga, and you're going to try to ask a similar question from a case where you can't do malacha erev Pesach, which is just a minhag. So yes, it's true. There are two different minhagim. But if one of the cities wanted to join and do like the other one, they would be entitled to. So that's not a losis go to do issue. So the more answers, v'hasam lavi surah havya. You really telling me that not doing malacha on Erev Pesach, depending on which city you're on, is only a minog, not an iser? Fahatnan. Balayla beishami osir beishol matirin. When it came to the night before, Erev Pesach at night, so it was machlokas beishami beishol, whether it was osir or mutter. So you see, this wasn't just minog. If you were in a place where the minog was not do malacha, it became osir for you to do malacha. So this should be the same thing as Megillah, and it should be a Shaila of Los is Gododu as well. The Gemara answers Amar Lei, no, Hasam Haroa Omer Melachu de Lespe. Think about it. If you're in a town that the Minog is not to do Malacha, so your neighboring town is doing Malacha, and you're sitting there not, and we're saying, oh, Los is Gododu, it looks like you're splitting up, it's a Machlokes, it's Shtei Toros. Not at all. If someone sees you sitting on the street corner, They don't think you're trying to hold by two different Toros. They think you're out of a job. They think you're have off today. So your act of not doing malacha is not nicker. It's not recognizable that you're going against the other town. And that's why it's not losses go to do. Now, interestingly, the Gemara is not going to really answer the question from Purim and Megillah, and it seems to move on to other questions. So the Gemara asks over here, now we're bringing it back to our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, it seems like losses go to do. You have Beis Shammai, who said that Tzaras Erva is Mutter. So in the Beis Shammai world, you have all these Tzaras Ervas getting married to random people in the Shuk. And according to Beis Hillel, the Tzaras Erva is Aser. Sorry, Tzaras, the Matir Tzaras La'achim, meaning the Tzaras Ervas are allowed to marry the brother. So you have Tzaras Ervas that are doing Yibam with the brother, with the Yavam. Then according to Beis Hillel, it's Aser, meaning that Tzara is only going and marrying people in the Shuk. So you have two different locations. You have Beis Shammai's yeshiva, you have Beis Hillel's yeshiva, and they're acting in two different ways. Why is that not an issue of losis go to do? So the Gemara says, Misavras asu Beis Shammai kedivrayem. Do you really think that just because Beis Shammai paskins a certain way, it means they put into practice what they paskin? It's not true. They might have said that in shir. They might have paskin that way, but they didn't actually do it. Lo asu Beis Shammai kedivrayhem. They said what they said, but when it came to practice, they did like Beis Hillel did. Okay, for Rabbi Yochanan Amar, asu v'asu, that he did. Rabbi Yochanan says they did it. And this, in fact, whether or not we say that Beis Shammai did like Beis Shammai, or whether they just said like themselves, but in practice did like Beis Hillel, that's plukta de Rav Shmuel. It's a mahalakas Rav Shmuel as to what Beis Shammai actually did in practice. De Rav Amar lo asu Beis Shammai kedivrayhem. Rav held that Beis Shammai, they might have said a certain shita, but they never actually practiced it. Ushmuel Amar asu v'asu. And Shmuel says, no, they said it and they did it. So now that we want to know, Amos, this machlokes is Rav and Shmuel about whether or not Beis Shammai actually did like their own teaching or not. When was this machlokes said about? Because as Gemara is going to assume, at a certain point in history, there was a bas kol, there was a heavenly voice that came out and declared the halachas like Beis Hillel. So says the Gemara, ilim akodem bas kol, if this machlokes is about before the bas kol came out, then my time I demand amar lo asu. Then why would Beis Shammai not practice like their own opinion? I mean, there's no reason if you say something, so you should hold like it. There's no reason to go to the other side. The Elo Leacher Baskel, maybe the case is, this is after the Baskel, the heavenly voice already came down and said the halacha is like Beis Hillel. But then my time of demand Amar Asu, then why would Beis Shammai, according to anyone, still be practicing like Beis Shammai? You have a heavenly voice that told you that's not the halacha. So the Gemara says, Ibayisim Makodim Baskel, Ibayisim Alachar Baskel. You could say the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel is in either scenario. Ibayisim Makodim Baskel, you could say it's before the Baskel, in which case our Shaila would be, if it's before the Baskel, then why would Beis Shammai not do like Beis Shammai? The answer is, we're going to Beis Hillel Ruba. Well, in terms of the pure number, it could be at that time, Beis Hillel was the majority. They had 50 rabbis and Beis Shammai had 10 rabbis. Lamanda Amar Lo Asu, according to the opinion who says before the Baskel, Beis Shammai did not do like their own teaching. That's because the Ha Beis Hillel Ruva, because they were subservient, they were submissive to the Beis Hillel. Why? Not because they agreed, but because they were giving it to the majority. Lamanda Amar Asu, and the one who says before the Baskel, Beis Shammai did like their own teaching, what about the fact that Beis Hillel is the majority? Well, kiyaz lina basa ruba, hecha dechi adadinu. You have 50 rabbis versus 10 rabbis. So when do we say you go after the majority of rabbis? That's only when both rabbis on both sides are of equal intelligence and skill. But hacha, in this situation, Beis Shammai mechad de tve. Beis Shammai felt that they were much sharper, and therefore even though they were less in number, they still practiced like their own teaching, because they felt that they should have the upper hand, they should be the one to make the call, to make the psak. That's all if you assume that this machlokes was before the Baskel. And some say the machlokes Rav and Shmuel is even after the Baskel came down and said the halachas like Beis Hillel. Manda Amar Lo Asu. The one who says Beis Shammai did not do like their own teaching, rather they jumped over ship and they started passing and doing like Beis Hillel. That's Hanafka Baskel, because they became submissive to this heavenly voice which declared the halachas like Beis Hillel. Manda Amar Asu. But if you say that Beis Shammai, even after the Baskel, still put into practice their own teachings, that's because Rabbi Yeshua he, the Helik Rabbi Yeshua, to Amr im Mashgichin beBaskel. Fascinating that even if a heavenly voice comes out and says something, who says we have to listen to the heavenly voice? We have the concept Lo B'Shamayim hi. We do what we can in this world, and we're not affected by heavenly voices, we're not Nevi'im, and therefore Beis Shammai didn't listen to this heavenly voice because they didn't have to. Our avodah is to do what we have in this world. Says the Gemara, and this really sums up the last 10-15 lines, Uman da Amar Asu. At the end of the day, there is an opinion that holds that Beis Shammai practiced Lemaisa like their own opinion. In which case, Karinan Khan, Los Iskodidu, Los Sasu Agudos Agudos. At the end of the day, if Beis Shammai is doing like Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel is doing like Beis Hillel, well, then that's a classic case of Jews splitting up, according to the Rambam, causing machlokas, according to Rashi, Nirakashe Toros. Either way, how is our Mishnah saying this is okay? So Amar Abaye, Abaye wants to answer, Ki Amrin Losis Godudu, when do we see Losis Godudu as an Isser? That's Kigon, Shtei Bate Dinim Bi'ir Achas. You have two beastins in the same city. Halalu Morim Kedir Be Shammai, Halalu Morim Kedir Be Hillel. When you're in the same city, so now you have Bati Dinim, one saying one thing, one saying the other. That's a problem. That's where it's near Kishtei Toros. That's where it's going to cause Machlokas. Aval, Shtei Bati Dinim, Shtei Ayaros. But if you have two Bati Dinim, but they're in two different cities. So Leislamba, there's no problem of one passing one way and one passing the other. Well, let's flesh it out. According to the Rambam, you could say, well, it's not going to cause Machlokas because each city does what their beast in says. And it's not near Kishtei Toros because they're not next to each other. They're not commingling. So it wouldn't necessarily look like two Toros. That's Abaye's explanation as to why the case of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is not a case of Losis Godudu. However, Amar Le Rava, but Vaha Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Kishtei Bati Dinim Birachas Dami. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were passing for Klal Yisrael. They weren't limited to one town each. And therefore, the Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel would be more similar to two Bate Dinim within one city. And therefore, even according to you, Abaye, if you put that into the analysis, it would come out that it should be Losis Godudu, according to you. And therefore, Ella Amar Rava, Rava says, no, that's not the pshat. Rather, Ki Amrin Losis Godudu, when do we say there's an Isser of Losis Godudu? Kigon Beistin Bi'ir Achas, you have one Beistin in one city. Palad Morin Kedivri Beis Shammai, Palad Morin Kedivri Beis Hillel, and it's split 50-50. Half the Beis Din passing is like Beis Shammai, half passing like Beis Hillel. That's what it's good to do. Flesh it out again. According to the Rambam, that's causing machlokas within one Beis Din. That's a problem. According to Rashi and others, it's Nirakashtei Toros because within one Beis Din you have a split. So it sounds like there's two different Mesoros, maybe there's two different Toros, Chas V'Shalom. However, says Rava, Avashtei Batidinim Birachas, Leislan Ba. But if you had two different beastins within one city, so that's not a problem because it's very recognizable. These are separate. You know, you follow your beastin, I'll follow my beastin. The same way people have different rabbanim, different shuls, it wouldn't be a problem. Now, what is machlokes Abaye and Rava about two bati dinim in one city? So the Shalos and Shuvos Meisha Davar in Simon Yud Zayin says this machlokes really boils down to what's the reason of Losis Godudu. Abaye holds, it's like Rashi, that it looks like Shtei Toros. And therefore, two Batei Dinim in one city looks like two Toros, because this is one city. We should all be following the same Shita. So if we're not, it looks like Chas V'Shalom, there's two Toros. Whereas Rava holds that the Rambam, that the Pshat is that we shouldn't cause Machlokas in Klal Yisrael, which only makes sense when you split up a Beis Din. But two Batei Dinim, it's not going to cause Machlokas, because again, I go to this Beis Din, you go to that Beis Din. It's not a machlokas. So now the Gemara is going to try to bring a proof one way or the other here.
So Toshima bimkomos Rabbi Eliezer, how you course him eats in lasos pacham b'shabbos lasos barzel lasos barzel.
So there's a question. We know mila, a bris mila is docha Shabbos. What about hechsheri mila? What if I need to sharpen a knife or cut down a tree to then get wood to make a fire to sharpen a knife or to make a knife? So in the place of Rabbi Eliezer, they held it was mutter, even hechsheri mila were docha Shabbos. See, they were allowed to cut down trees to make sparks, coals, to then make iron, sharpen a knife, make a mila knife on Shabbos. In the place of Yosef Aglili, they permitted eating chicken and milk. Right? The only Isra d'Oraisa is basar b'chalav. Chicken and milk is a gzera. In his town, there was no such gzera. So the Gemara makes a diuk. B'mkomo shel Eliezer in. Only in his place, they allowed doing a malacha for machshire mila. However, b'mkomo shel Rabbi Akiva, lo. But not in Rabbi Akiva's location, Titania. Klal am Rabbi Akiva, kol malacha she'ef shel asos in Erev Shabbos, in doches ha-Shabbos. Anything that could have been done before Shabbos cannot be done on Shabbos. So the bris mila itself, which had to be on the eighth day, could obviously have not been done before Shabbos. But the machshire mila, you could have cut down the tree before Shabbos. And therefore, if you didn't, you're not allowed to cut it down on Shabbos. So says the Gemara, it seems like this is also losis goredu. The fact that in one place, or the other place, they're holding one thing, in Rabbi Akiva's place, they're holding another thing. So the Gemara says, hold on one second. V'hai mai tiyufta. What kind of question is this? Makomos makomo shiny. We just got done saying, whether according to Rava, or according to Abaye, both of them would agree that if you have two different sheep that's being paskin in two different locations, that's not losis goredu. And here, one place is makomo shel Rabbi Eliezer, and one place is makomo shel Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, the tekarila my karila. That's true. So what was the havamina? Why do we think to even ask this question? So the Gemara says, sagdei dechamina mishum chumra de Shabbos k'makom echadami. Since the chumra de Shabbos, there's a chiyuv skil over here, you would have thought that all of Klal Yisrael is considered like one makom kamash mola, and that's not the case. Okay, next proof. Tashima the Ravo kiklo liaser to Yeshua ben Levi. When Ravo went to the place of Yeshua ben Levi, where he was the Rosh Yeshiva, where he was the Rav, have tilt metaltel sharga. So over here we're talking about on Shabbos. We're talking about a candle that had held oil, a wick, a fire, and now the fire's gone out. So the question is this candle now mukta? So when Ravo went to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's place, he felt it wasn't mukta. But v'chikla la'asri Rabbi Yochanan, love metal tsharga, he wouldn't move it, seemingly holding it is mukta. So the Gemara says, before we get to the question, let's just go to do. V'hai mai, what's going on here? V'hai mai kusha. V'lo amrinan, mekomos mekomos, shiny. Meaning, this clearly can't be los esgoderu shayla, because didn't we just get done saying that two different places are allowed to have two different opinions? So the Gemara says, no. Our question is very much more specific. This is what we need to say. Talk about hypocritical. Talk about being inconsistent. How could one individual, when you go to this place for Shabbos, oh, then I'm machmir. When I go to this place, I'm mekil. What do you mean? What do you hold? So the Gemara answers, really, Rovo, Kirushu ben Levi, Sfirule. Really, Rovo holds Kirushu ben Levi. Rashi points out, holds, like Reb Shimon in many places in Shas, who doesn't hold a mukta. There's no such thing as mukta, klishim laftal iser, and that's why you can hold the candle. Ay, v'chi ikla la'asir, Reb Yochanan, love metaltel. So why, when you enter Reb Yochanan's city, did he not handle it if he really holds his mutter? Because no mukta. Shem kvodo, the Reb Yochanan. Because since Rabbi Yochanan held otherwise, he held like Rabbi Yehuda, there is mukta. So when in Rome, when you go, you try to be considerate of people that you're around. So even if you hold something's mutter, if you're around someone who doesn't hold that's mutter, there's a certain sensitivity that's important that a person has to not just think about his own Yiddishkeit and doing chumras and this and that, but rather how this is going to affect people around him. And if this was going to affect the kavod of Rabbi Yochanan, then he was extra machmir, so as not to exhibit a kula that would come off as belittling the kavod of Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, well, wasn't this inconsistency of Rabbi Avohu a little bit dangerous? Because Va'ik Hashama, I mean, didn't he have a servant, a Shamish with him? So the Shamish is going to get all confused. One Shabbos, he sees him carrying the candle. The next Shabbos, he sees him not carrying the candle. He's not going to know what to think. The Gemara answers, yes, he will. The Modi Leili Shame, he informed the Shamish that he really holds his mutter to hold the candle, but he's only not holding it in Rabbi Yochanan's town to give kavod to Rabbi Yochanan. Tashma, another proof. Apple pi she'elu osrim elu matirim, lo nimnu b'sham elis nashim b'shila, lo b'shila b'yish b'shamai. In our Mishnah, on Yud Gimel, we said that even though b'sham and b'shila have different opinions about Tzaras Erva, in which case the children of those relationships, according to Beis Hillel, the Beis Shammai relationship will result in Mamzerim, and in the Beis Hillel relationship, according to Beis Shammai, it will result in Isuri Lavin. Nevertheless, they married each other. So the Gemara says, Iyamar, what's going on here? Bishlamo lo asu, if Beis Shammai did not actually put into practice their own teaching, then Mishim Haki lo nimdu. Then I understand why Beis Hillel married the daughters of Beis Shammai, because when it came to practice, Beis Shammai actually did like Beis Hillel did. So there was no risk. El Iyamar Asu, but if Beis Shammai did like they said, Amailo Nimnu, then I don't get it. Why wouldn't Beis Hillel hold themselves back from marrying these girls? Couldn't the product of these relationships be Mamzerim? Wouldn't Beis Hillel be concerned about that? So Gemara says, Bishlama Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel Nimnu. I understand why Beis Shammai would not hold back from marrying the daughters of Beis Hillel, because worst case scenario from Beis Shammai's perspective, the relationship of the Beis Hillel, where the girl was supposed to do chalitza and then went and married someone in the shuk, which is chayve lavin, debnei chayve lavin nenu. So you needed chalitza, you didn't get it. So nothing bad's going to happen. It was usher to do. But the product of a chayve lavin, those kids are not puzzle. However, ela Beis Hillel yuei Shammai, amailo nimnu. From Beis Hillel's perspective, why would they not hold back from marrying the girls of Beis Shammai, b'nei chayve krisos mamzerim nenu? Because according to Beis Hillel, the Tzaras Erva is not allowed to marry the brother. There's an Isreish Esach. So if Beis Shammai's family and their yeshiva is going to allow the Tzaras Erva to marry the brother, from Beis Hillel's perspective, that's having bia with an Ish Esach, which is an Isser Karis, which would result in Mamzerus. The Gemara says, V'chitema, because our Beis Hillel, de Mamzer Michaive Krisos. Maybe Beis Hillel holds what creates a Mamzer is not Chaive Krisos, it's only Misos based in. V'ham Rabbi Lazar, Avo Beis Shindaklu Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, but Tzaros. Even they have this machlokas about whether it's Tzaras Erva is Mutter or Aser. Modim, they agree. She'ein mamzer elami mimisha isuro iser erva v'enish karis. They agree that what creates a mamzer in iser erva and a punishment of karis. So you see that Beis Hillel would say that the product of the relationship in the Beis Shammai world is going to be a mamzer. In which case, why would Beis Hillel allow his daughters to marry the Beis Shammai? Elash ramina lo asu. So the only thing we can suggest is that this is a proof to the opinion that holds that Beis Shammai did not actually put into practice their own teaching, and that's why Beis Hillel felt comfortable allowing their daughters to marry the Beis Shammai, because the Beis Shammai in practice was really doing like the Beis Hillel. The Gemara says, lo, lo'olam asu, not a proof. Really, Beis Shammai in practice did like Beis Shammai. So why then was Beis Hillel not nervous to allow their daughters to marry the Beis Shammai? The answer is, demodi luhu parshi. Beis Shammai was nice enough, anytime there was a product of a Tzaras Erva relationship, they would inform the Beis Hillel. So the Beis Hillel would have a shidduch, a nice young Beis Hillel boy with a Beis Shammai girl, or Beis Shammai girl, or vice versa. If on the resume, it would say, by the way, asterisk, Tzaras Erva product, and then Beis Hillel would know, okay, fine, we're going to stay away. So Beis Shammai made it very easy. They simply identified which girls or boys were the product of a Tzaras Erva relationship to let Beis Hillel know which girls or boys to stay away from. Says the Gemara, Machanah Mistavra. This makes a lot of sense. Diktani Seifa, because at the very end of the Mishnah on Yud Gimel, Beis said, Kol Taros, Kol Tameos, Sheyu, Elu, Matarim, Yom Matamin. We know there's many Machlokes in Shas, Beis Hillel, about whether a certain object is tummy or tahor. So even though they have very different opinions, lo nimnu osin taros ilu agave ilu, they would lend their kelim to one another, seemingly not concerned that what's tahor to one might be tummy to the other. The Gemara, turning over to Yudalon Rabbi, says, Yamar Bishlamad Modi Luhu, if Bishamai was informing Beis Hillel before lending a kli, oh, by the way, just know I have a different shita than you on this, you might not want to borrow that one. Mishim Hachi Lo Nimnu. That's why Beis Hillel felt comfortable borrowing kelim from Beis Shammai, because they knew that Beis Shammai would inform them if this kli was under a jurisdiction of a different opinion, namely a Beis Shammai opinion that differed from Beis Hillel. Eliya Marta Lo Modi Luhu. But if Beis Shammai never informed Beis Hillel as to which one they differed on, then how could it be? Bishlama Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Nimnu. I mean, I understand why Beis Shammai would still borrow kelim from Beis Hillel, because it's Tmeos de Beis Hillel le Beis Shammai Taharos. Beis Shammai was more mekil than Beis Hillel. So some a kli that Beis Hillel declared Tamei, Beis Shammai would say Tahar. So they weren't really concerned to borrow kelim because they always came out more mekil. That wasn't a problem. Ela Beis Hillel Beis Shammai lam lo nimnu. Taros Beis Shammai le Beis Hillel Tmeos nimnu. I mean, they should have held back to Beis Hillel because from their perspective, things that they viewed as Tamei, the Beis Shammai viewed as Tahar. So that's not okay. Ela lav, it must be the Moldi lo shvamina. It must be that in that situation also, Beis Shammai would inform Beis Hillel before lending a kli. Oh, by the way, you might not want to take this one. This is a kli that you hold this tummy, but I hold this tahor. So the Gemara asks, Umay ulme dahach meha. We use the lashon of hachi nami mistavra. Oh, this is very logical. So we have, why is that better? Why is the tumma tahara case, where we identify that Beis Shammai informs Beis Hillel, why is that better than the actual case we said of the Tzaras Erva? So the Gemara says, because Ma'o Detema, Tzara Kali Islay. You might have thought that in the case of Tzaros, Beis Shammai wouldn't even have to inform Beis Hillel which girl is the product of a Tzaras Erva, because everyone knows, it's well known certain relationships, especially when there was a Yibam involved, and therefore maybe they wouldn't have to inform Kamash Malan from the Tumah Tahara. You see that that's what we're talking about. We're talking about situations where Beis Shammai informed Beis Hillel, which applies both to the Tumah Tahara case as well as to the Tzaros case. Okay. Gufa. We said previously, Amr Belazar af Bishnak Lu Beis Shammai Beis Hillel B'Tzaros, even though they argued on whether a Tzaros Erva is Mutter or not, Modim She'in Mamzer Alamish Yisuri Se'erva Venosh Karis. They agree that a mamzer only results from a relationship where there's an Isser Erva and an Isser Karis. So man modim. So when we say modim, who agrees to who? You have Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. So ilema Beis Shammai le Beis Hillel. If Beis Shammai agrees to Beis Hillel, that's what we mean. Well, pshita. B'nei chayve lavin kshirin anu. Of course he agrees, because in the case of Beis Shammai, the product of the woman, from Beis Hillel's perspective, the product of the girl going out without chalitza is only chayvei lavin. Of course that's kosher. It must be ela Beis Hillel li Beis Shammai. It must be Beis Hillel speaking, or as it relates to Beis Shammai, but then he gufa chayvei krisus hi. Meaning according to Beis Hillel, the Beis Shammai Tzaras Erva, marrying the brother, that itself is Chayvei Krisus. So Beis Shammai is not molded to that, because Beis Shammai argues and holds the Tzaras Erva is not Chayvei Krisus. So Le'olam Beis Shammai LeBeis Hillel. Really, when we say modim, it means Beis Shammai would be mode to Beis Hillel. That what? That in his case, it's true. The reason why in his case there's a mamzer is because a mamzer only results from chayvei krisus. Not that I agree with the din, Beis Shammai still holds Tzaras Erva's mutter. But in terms of what creates a mamzer, Beis Shammai agrees to Beis Hillel that what creates a mamzer is only chayvei krisus. Now why is that necessary to tell us? The answer is because there's not every opinion holds like that. La fuke mid Rabbi Akiva, as we mentioned many times, to amru yesh mamzer mechayvei lavin, Rabbi Akiva holds, you could have a mamzer even as a result of a relationship which is only an Isser Lav. So Kamash Malan, that even Beis Shammai is not going within Rabbi Akiva Shita, and even Beis Shammai agrees to Beis Hillel, De'in mamzer michayve lavin, that there's no mamzer from a relationship of an Isser Lav, it has to be a chayve krisus. Okay, Toshima, afal pi shenaklu Beis Shammai Beis Hillel b'tzaros u'ba'achios, b'get yashon b'safek ishish, m'gar se ishish to'olino b'pundiki, b'kesef b'shava kesef, pruta b'shava pruta. Okay, we said five or six cases just now. Beis Shammai Beis Hillel have many machloksim with respect to inyane arayos, inyane ishus. So number one is what we mentioned, tsaros. That was our Mishnah in Yagimel about whether a tsaros erva is mutter to the brothers. Number two is ba'achios. Ba'achios is a case later on in the Mishnah on Daf Chavav. If two sisters marry two brothers, so each one is the achos zikukoso to the other. So it could be a machlokes. If each brother performs yibum with one, the question is, are they allowed to stay married or do they have to get divorced? Then you have a case of get yashan, which is a case where you write a get for your wife, you wanted to give it to her, you never gave it to her, but then you had yichud with her before you gave it to her. So the question is, can you then use that get? So that's the machlokes. Beis Shammai would say, we're not worried, whereas Beis Hillel says we are. Then we had a case of suffik ishes ish. So here you have a case, according to Rashi gives two pshatim, but we'll say the first one, which is that when a girl gets married under 12 years old, so her mother or her brother marry her off, that's kiddushin derabanan. So a girl can get out of that by something called miyun. I mean, she can protest and get out of the marriage. So the question is, can she do miyun if she already had nisuin with this person? So she's an 11-year-old, but she had nisuin, not just kiddushin derabanan. So that's the machlokes, whereas Beis Hillel says, yes, she could do miyun even after nisuin, and Beis Shammai says no. Then you had a case, you had a case where a man divorces his wife, but then soon thereafter stays with her at the same motel. So the issue is that do we assume that when he stayed with her, that was with the intent to have be with her for the sake of marriage, in which case that might undo the get, because as Beis Shammai says, whether or not a person would osa bilas o bilas nus, would a person want his relationship to be znus? No, it must be he's doing l'shem kiddushin. And the question is, does she need another get after that? And similarly, in terms of what can be used in the kaddish a woman, so Beis Shammai would say it has to be a dinar, which is silver, or a shava dinar, whereas Beis Hillel says it could even be a pruta, which is smaller, which is made out of copper, or a shava pruta. So they had many, many machloksim with respect to inyani ishus. Nevertheless, lo nimnu Beis Shammai milisa nashim Beis Hillel, lo Beis Hillel mi Beis Shammai. They still intermarried within the camps. Lamdecha to teach us shechiva v'reyos noagin zebazeh. They had much admiration and friendship for one another. L'kayim ha-shenemar, as the pasuk in Zechariah says, va'emes v'hashalom ehavu, that what they loved more than anything was truth and peace. This is very interesting. The Marashal right here writes that really they don't both have emes. If you think about it, they can't both be right on some of these things. You can't say ilu be'ilu devar l'kim chayim. So what does it mean? The answer is that the Marashal says, since they had shalom and they had ahava between them, they had emes. Why? He said, the Gemara Chagiga on Daf Gimel Amud Beis says, the Torah is emes, and it was all given from one shepherd. So meaning, when you make shalom, you're acknowledging the other person's opinion. You're saying, we might disagree, but we acknowledge that we're both learning the same Torah. And so it's emes because they're acknowledging that they're learning Torah's emes. The Maharal even says the pasuk is teaching us that we should love emes, but make sure there's shalom with the emes, and don't let the pursuit of the emes push away the need for shalom. Too often we're so concerned with making sure we're right, and even in the Torah world, that we forget that shalom comes along with emes. As the Gemara later on in Yevamos, Daf Samachay says, that we can even be mishan and mea shalom. There are certain instances where we could lie for the sake of peace. And therefore, Hillel and Shammai, even though in terms of the MS they disagreed,
they wanted to disprove the other one. Nevertheless, because they loved Shalom, they loved peace, that's why they acted accordingly with love. So Reb Shimon Omer, Nimnu Himina Vadai, Lo Nimnu Mina Safik, Reb Shimon says that each one would only stay away from marrying the other one if they felt like what they were doing was Vadai wrong, was certainly wrong. But if it was only a Safik, they weren't sure, then they would allow intermarrying between the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So the Gemara says, Iyamar, Bishlama Asu. Now we're going to analyze this sheet of Reb Shimon and how it plays out in the Machlokas of whether Beis Shammai actually practiced their own teachings. So if you say that Beis Shammai did practice their own teachings, Mishim Hachi Nimnu, that's why Beis Hillel would stay away. El Iyamar Lo Asu, but if they didn't practice what they said, then Amai Nimnu, then why would Beis Hillel stay away ever? V'tizbara Nehi Nami Da'asu. You're only asking the kasha on Lo Asu. It would be a similar kasha, even according to the opinion that says that Beis Shammai did practice like their own teachings. Bishlama Beis Hillel Nimnu Beis Shammai. I understand why Beis Hillel did not want their daughters to marry into the Beis Shammai. Dechai V'krisas Nimnu, because from Umamzerim Him. Libes Hillel. Because from their perspective, the Tsaras Ervas were marrying the brothers and they weren't allowed to. It was an Isra Ishasach, which was an Erva. It was Chayvi Krisis. Those kids were Mamzerim. Elibes Shammai, Amai Ninu, Bes Hillel, Bnei Chayvi Lava Ninu, Ksher Ninu. Why would Bes Shammai not marry to the Bes Hillel? At the end of the day, worst case scenario, you had a woman that was Chayv Du Chalitza, and she did it. She went and married someone from the Shuk. So come on, she's Bnei Lavin. The kids are not Mamzerim. The Gemara answers, when we say Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were nimnu from each other, it's not referring to the children of the relationship. We're talking about the co-wife herself. So in that situation, even Beis Shammai would not want any of the men in his camp to marry the Tzara herself, because from Beis Shammai's perspective, this Tzara required chalitza and didn't get it. So hachanami lo nitzrucha ela tzara atzma. That's what we refer to. When we say lo nimnu, we're not talking about the kids and the mamzerus issue. We're talking about the tzara herself, and each one would not allow their camp to marry the tzara, the koif herself. Umayshna min avadai di isuruhu, sofik nami isuruhu. What's that logic? We say, oh, they withheld from doing like the other one, only if it was a vadai isur. But it was a sofik isur not. But if they had a suffix, shouldn't they be machmir on that? If they had a suffix as to whether the other side, Beis Hillel had a suffix, whether Beis Shammai was doing the right thing or not, so al tzachumra, shouldn't they withhold? The Gemara says, lo tima min ha-suffix. Obviously, no, you're right. If it was suffix, they would have withheld. Ella ima min hastam. It must be, it means min hastam. Meaning, if the other camp, whether you're Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel, if the other party did not inform them, let's say in the case of Tzara, on the resume of the girl, there wasn't an asterisk. It didn't say, by the way, product of a Tzara's Erva. Or in the case of the Kalim, it didn't say on the Kli, by the way, just understand, this is my opinion that I hold like this. So then they used it. They were free to use it because that was the arrangement. Demodiluhu uparshi, because since in general, whenever there was an issue, the other party would inform them, by the way, please be aware, this girl is the product of a Tzara's Erva, or please be aware, this Kli is only Torah according to me. So if they didn't say that, they were assuming the status quo was that it was Mutter. So we'll stop here.